If you've ever wondered how Elvis the Pelvis would have looked performing in a kilt, keep that image to yourself. But if you've ever wondered about the king of rock and roll's genealogy, after 6 years of research, writer Alan Morrison has been able to trace Presley's family back 300 years to Scotland. Andrew Presley was a blacksmith in the village of Llanmay. Modern-day residents of the small northeastern town are torn about the news. Some welcome the expected boost to tourism. Others fear an onslaught of tacky Elvis memorabilia. Christina Gibbons is the owner of the only hotel in Llanmay, the Bankar Hotel. She's on the phone. Thanks for your time.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Describe the village of Llanmay for us.
Well, the village is spread over about 5 miles, and it has a really small group of houses, sort of like fishing towns. The hotel is the one main local point that everyone comes to.
Yeah. Okay, now the Elvis information has come out. What's happened to the village now?
Oh, well, everyone's enjoying the publicity, all the media attention. It's just given the place a big buzz.
The Board of Tourism's been pretty active about this, haven't they?
Of course, because it is such a small village, and a lot of tourists miss out our corner. They tend to go Aberdeen way or Inverness and miss out the northeast corner, so it's good to get the publicity for everyone.
Now, have you changed the entertainment in the pub at all? I mean, someone showed up in an Elvis costume?
Well, we did have someone dressed up in Elvis outfit, so that was fun.
Yeah. You know, in Memphis, Tennessee, another place where Elvis fans go for pilgrimages, the city is littered. It has T-shirts and buttons and black velvet paintings. And are you hearing any rumors about what might be coming?
We have had a few phone calls from kilt makers with a Presley tartan, not Elvis Presley tartan, but the Presley, the name, wanting to promote it in our hotel. Nothing drastic.
What would you consider to be drastic?
This was one of the questions. Are we going to rename our hotel? Because people have been coming in saying, oh, is this the Heartbreak Hotel? And I said, well, we do a lot of weddings here, so I don't think a lot of couples that like to get married in a Heartbreak Hotel.
Christina Gibbons is the owner of the Bankar Hotel in Llanmay, Scotland, where Elvis Presley's ancestor Andrew the Blacksmith lived 300 years ago. Christina, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's 22 minutes before the hour.